Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Number two, Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy's in our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zo at home in Rentham. I'm at home in Quincy. We're doing it, baby. We're doing it.
We're here for you.
What would we be talking about today if it were not for being stuck in our home, Zo?
Okay.
What would we be talking about today?
What 12-5 upset that we have on our hands? Yeah, we'd be past that, right?
Yeah, we'd already be.
We're into April almost.
We'd already be through that.
Final Four would be next weekend, right?
We'd be getting ready for the Final Four right now. The
OTAs,
Red Sox,
the beginning of OTAs, and Brady being there and not being here, you know?
The Red Sox opening weekend would have just came to an end.
There we go.
We'd be asking, how good is Ron Renicki as a manager? How did his first few games go? Did he make any decisions in game? Did he make pitching changes that we could second guess?
Yep.
Did he, you know, hit and run at a time that he shouldn't have? Did, you know, all that fun stuff. Managerial second guessing would be going on right now on Ron Renicki.
We'd probably be talking about the starting pitching, like Eduardo Rodriguez. You know, is he a top of the rotation guy? What'd you think of Eduardo Rodriguez, Zoe? You know, he got the ball opening day. What'd you think?
Well, his knee looks good. Doesn't have that thing that slides in that groove, you know, that kneecap. Hey, we'd be talking about, should the Bruins be resting players?
Well, they would be going into the final week of the regular season. You're right, Zoe.
Yeah.
So you'd be asking that question. Are the Bruins, you know, prepared to rest Tuca? Would you be starting to think about your playoff take, though, for the Bruins?
Yeah, I'd be starting to think about my playoff goalie take. Sure. I'm going to ride Tuca this time. Right.
What are you looking forward to? Do they pull Tuca? That would be a playoff opening take coming up really by the end of the week.
We'd have an interview scheduled with Brad Stevens this week where we would ask him again, Coach, when is that day coming when you would have all five starters together on the court at the same time? Celtic would be hurt.
Yep. We'd still be asking about Celtics injuries, but they'd also be coming off a week with an easy schedule and going into games against Miami and Milwaukee, and that could determine seeding in the East. That would be possible playoff matchups that would be going on. You know, who do we want the Celtics to play in the first round? Who do we want them to be able to play in the second? All that stuff would come into play.
Yep. Next week we would talk Masters.
That's right.
Right? Easter weekend.
That's right. We'll be talking about the Masters. The final,
are they moving Easter? Are they moving Easter to the end of April now, too?
I don't think they are. I think Easter's going to stay right where it is. Let's see. It would be the start of April, which means would you have practices going on, Zoe?
Oh, my God. My kid would have. Oh, he would be having opening day. This Saturday would be his opening day.
But there would already have been practices of some sort.
Yeah.
Lacrosse. You get lacrosse in the spring.
That would be high school lacrosse. Yeah, that's sad.
So you'd be bitching about all the time you'd spent at practices
such. I'll tell you what, I've never done so much stuff with the damn family. Like, you notice this, like, you would go on family trips. Take your vacations, you put the kids in a kids club, or the kids will go do this together, and we go here, and we split up. Okay, we'll get back together at the hotel. Like, we don't separate now.
You don't separate inside your house?
Like, we kind of do, but it's, Okay, we eat. Well, we eat together. We play games together.
Hardy, they're in this together, bro.
What game? What games have you been playing together?
There's this new game, and maybe it's been out there for a while. But throw the burrito. It's two soft, squishy burritos. I'm not going to get into the details of it, but it's a card game.
No, tell us more. Throw the burrito.
Yep.
Stuff Pac-Man. The burrito. What is it?
Pac-Man. We do apples to apples. We've done Pictionary, which is really fun. They have this Pictionary we could actually draw on the TV with a thing. Oh. It's pretty cool. So, played that. Played a couple drinking games.
Yeah,
I have a question.
Kids love those.
What? I have a question. Nobody's been able to answer this.
Mm. What?
Why are the liquor stores deemed to be open?
It's a really simple answer.
I think I know what it is. I think it's twofold, actually.
Do you really want to know the answers, though?
Yeah.
Do you know how many beds you'd take up in a hospital if all of a sudden you had alcoholics that can't get their booze?
Oh, my God. That's
number,
right.
That's number one.
Like, that's a public health reason why you'd keep it open.
That's number one. But more than as much as that, Beetle, I think it's a matter of maybe not by design. Maybe it's never said out loud. But you want people to adhere to this. You want people to remain, you know, calm.
Same.
And not panic and not keep them doped up. And, you know, this is the legal way of everyone. Right. It's how many people have said this? I'm drinking so much more now than I normally have. People buying a case of wine that, you know, would normally last them for a month is now gone in a week. Like, people are
there are people that freaked out that actually stocked up on like cases of vodka. I remember a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when I started to collect paper towels. Thank God I did that. And not an absurd amount, but enough to cover our families. We got a lot of people here. But that stocked up on cases of vodka that they were worried that the liquor stores were going to close down. Like you say, essential business, boom, down. You're thinking only CVS and your food store is going to be open.
But from an administrative standpoint, from like a government control standpoint, it's like, let them have their booze. Let them stay drunk and hopefully, you know, somewhat calmed down.
What the hell would Fred do?
Let them all pass out by 11 o'clock every night. And instead, people are going to be, you know, pacing around. And the hospital bed thing, Beetle, I think you're right. I mean, there are a lot of people who get physically ill. Unfortunately, they weren't able to drink. Maybe not a huge number of, like, physically addicted alcoholics. But just, you know, for the overall, like, let's just keep everybody, like, settled down a little bit. You know, let them drink. They have to. Otherwise,
that's one thing. Like, the drinking starts earlier in the day. Like, you're not going anywhere. You're not driving anywhere.
Now, you probably were drinking early in the day on the weekends, though.
On the weekends, yeah.
Did you have...
Not really. No. I disagree. Not really, because we were stacked with so many games.
Stuff the burrito.
No. Sports. I'm talking sports. Like Jim Louth, who is back with the show. Corporate Jim's back today. He's back in the building. He's like his kid's coach. How many games would you have, Jim, during the week? You'd have, I remember talking to you, three or four on Sundays. Like your day's basically taken up till 4 o'clock. And then you have dinner and then, maybe start at six.
So when were you having your first drink over the weekends, though?
Over the weekend, this past weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, around four. Three or four?
I do not believe that for a second.
There's
no way you were waiting until 4 o'clock before your first drink.
Oh, yeah. You're so hungover from Friday night that you can't start that early. No, I'm kidding. I'll tell you what, neighbors are really doing the social distancing, like the fire pits, and everybody's out in their yards. And how you guys doing over there? Why don't you guys stand there? We're going to stand here.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. Which is pissing me off. If we're putting how many days do we have logged now? And then I'm sitting there watching news and watching these freaking jagoffs down at Sullivan's Castle Island, and they're lined up to go in. And they're all sitting at the round tables where we broke bread with our boss, you know, a couple months ago.
Well, we don't have it
and
on our
people walking around in the sun. And hey, how you doing here? Let me see your dog. Let me pet your dog.
The one thing that seemed to anger Zoe most yesterday, was the.
Cape Cod, too.
Reported cancellation of the fireworks.
That's bullcrap.
That set you off more than anything.
Who the hell are you to start canceling 4th of July fireworks? Who knows? We might be out of this by then. Maybe not. We're really going to start canceling 4th of July stuff?
So they did officially cancel the Falmouth fireworks for the 4th of July, though?
Bourne. The town of Bourne did. Not Falmouth yet.
Okay. And this is
what Falmouth does what they want. They got people on the beaches now, lined up, cars everywhere.
The Bourne firefighters announced that on Facebook yesterday.
Yes.
So is it fair to say that that angered you more than anything else over the weekend?
No, I actually got excited because they're going to send you to Atlas Pyrovision at Atlas Fireworks up over the border. There's four locations in New Hampshire. Just load up, stock up there.
But
your own fireworks.
No, you were angry about the fireworks yesterday.
Yeah, because we see them right there next to the house. Like, that's part of the process. Okay, here, boom, we got fireworks this day. And then boom, 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 boom. You see them. Marion has theirs. And then Onset has theirs. And you just see them right there. Boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Right. It just seemed odd that would be the one thing that would push
that
you over.
Off,
that
man.
Would push you over the edge.
Yeah,
like, I can handle everything else. No restaurants. Not being able to go into work, all this other stuff. But fireworks? No, no.
That's where it draws the line.
That's where I need to push back a little bit.
I've been trying to get as much takeout to help keep these local establishments going too.
Yeah.
And tweeting out some stuff of which places are open. And Hero. A buddy owns one. He goes, I don't know how much longer we can do this. I feel bad for these people.
Oh, yeah. They keep
I really do. Because there's people that people think we get back to normal. Oh, we're going to rehire all you people, and you're going to get back up and running. I don't think that's going to be the case. Jesus. Freaking laugh back. How do you pod me down? Like, that was loud. Whew. Be a dick, Jim. Put you right back in your little office.
All right, more on this coming up. Two things that show-related, not sports-related, that we would have been talking about right now had coronavirus and this crisis not happened. We'll get to that in your calls coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Number two, Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy's in our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zoe at home in Rentham. I'm at home in Quincy. We're doing it.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A couple of show things we'd be talking about. Hardy would be fresh off a trip.
Oh, that's
fresh
right.
Fresh off a trip from Vegas right now.
Someone wrote that yesterday, and I couldn't believe it. Then I realized as I was sitting there yesterday evening, I'm like, oh, yeah, I would just be landing. I would be getting back into town from Vegas yesterday afternoon.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Wow.
I don't think Vegas is going to be back open for a while.
You know what? Shut up, number one. And number two, it's not canceled. It's postponed. The NBA season might be canceled. NHL season might be canceled. Masters might be canceled. Vegas trip postponed. You understand?
Sure. Whatever makes you feel better.
I need something in my life. So have that, please.
When's the last time you touched money?
That's a great question.
I went to the ATM the other day and get money out. I'm like, why am I getting money out? Like, I don't know who handled this money.
I've been carrying around the same like folded like $5 bill, like I don't know, 2 weeks now. That's it. And I always have cash. You're a cash guy, Zoe. I'm a cash guy.
Yeah.
I like cash.
I've used it to pick my teeth.
That's true. But yeah. I use it for currency. But still, I always got some cash. I haven't bothered. For what? I don't know. Wouldn't necessarily have been coming home with any, but that's not the point.
Well, I mean, like, how long would the virus stay on cash if someone was transmitting it?
Yeah, that's part of the reason why. Don't do it.
That's the reason why I said that. Yeah,
cash for weeks now?
You're
like
good.
If it's old cash,
you're good.
That means it's good.
Yeah.
I could still use it and then not accept any change back. Just be like,
keep your change.
No, you keep the change. Yeah. Thank you for working.
It's like Rich Shurtleff had that delivered. He put that box in a room for 2 weeks before he went and opened it.
Wait, what?
Rich Shurtleff had a delivery to his place in Nantucket, and I guess he left it in there for over 10 days in another room just to quarantine the box before he opened it.
10 days?
Or whatever the time thing is.
That's going above and beyond, but I understand what he's doing there.
He's put the box down, walk away.
Let the virus die off. I understand what he's doing there. I get it.
Doesn't the salt air do anything to help?
You would think open the windows.
Yeah. Right. I'd leave it outside if I were him.
How big a place does he have there on Nantucket where they've got, you know, like a separate room?
It's got to be palatial.
I don't think it's that big.
I don't know. The
way he was describing.
You've got a place on Nantucket, and you've got a room that you can put something in that you'll never go into that room. That's a pretty. Is there a room in your house right now that no one's going into?
Not mine. I mean, I could go put it down in my basement and keep it over in a corner somewhere.
That's not the same.
But that's not a room.
No.
Put it in your wife's car.
Let me put it in the second spare bedroom. That doesn't exist. Okay. That would be one thing. Another thing would be, how's the new producer doing on this show? We would have had to have figured out by now who the producer was going to be on a regular, everyday basis on the show. Instead, we got Louth again. He's back.
Corporate Jim's back. Corporate Jim. You know how, like, we don't break balls as much. Maybe we don't say things back during breaks because you never know how Jim could take it.
He's management now.
Right.
Not right now. I'm producing your show right now.
Well, that's true, but you're still management. I mean,
so technically, Jim, this is all off the record then. Like, we could have play games with you again in our little text chain. I could call you certain things.
Yeah, how's that changed?
Or ask you certain questions.
That really hasn't changed.
About
but
your relationship?
Also, because of all this, Jim never really had, like, an official last day either.
Oh, my God, Jim's got the same shirt on I do. Wow. That's scary.
You wear it, like, three times a week, though.
Yeah, no,
so
we both wear this
scary?
Way too much, though. We both wear this thing way too much.
But it fits great. It's comfortable.
It's a good-looking pullover.
Yeah.
But Jim hasn't had, like, an official last day or anything all because of this, too. You know?
It's true. We haven't had a send-off.
There would have been, like, a send-off, an official last day. None of that has happened.
We have a blowout.
I mean, and we still have him. He's still
Cook
here.
Cook some steaks.
We would be talking about having a new producer. Or just, you know, elevating a local to someone who is already known. Any of those things.
Local?
Right. Local.
A local yokel?
That's a weird word to use. Yeah, not the right word to use. A
familiar
face.
You say no to foreigners?
What?
What, the local kid? We don't need foreigners.
No, I just meant from within out. Internal. An internal kid.
Right.
Candidate.
Oh, okay. I get it. Yeah.
Right? Someone local who's yokel. Already known.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how have they done since taking over the reins from Jim? That's what we'd be talking about. Instead, Jim's still here. 617-779-0985. Bill in Westford on Brady leaving the Patriots. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Bill?
Can you guys play that song, You Got the Juice, again? That's just an aside.
Well, we got something special coming up.
Next segment, better. Derek and Foxborough's latest single. That's
so
coming up.
I'm going to dump on Belichick. People say Belichick and Brady are like Lennon and McCartney, but they're more like Simon and Garfunkel, and Belichick's Garfunkel. I don't know why everyone thinks he's a genius. You know, the Celtics, they should have got rid of Larry Bird when he hurt his back. The Red Sox should have got rid of Karl Yastrzemski when his average dropped. Getting rid of Brady was a terrible move. Belichick is going to be hated in this town from here on out.
Okay.
He just was.
If they win 10 or 11 games this year and go to the playoffs. So the 2 years that they didn't have Brady, when he hurt his knee, they won 11. I know they didn't make the playoffs that
games,
year.
You think that's great?
So 11 in this league, I think, is really damn good. Hell yeah.
Average. So they're average.
Average is 11 games? No.
With that schedule that they have this year? They won 11 games with that.
Competing for the Super Bowl is good. Winning 10 games, big deal.
They do that every year.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to be like above average, and they're never going to win another Super Bowl. It's like when the Red Sox traded Babe Ruth. They're all done.
Oh, you remember that day, huh?
He's an idiot. He's the guy who benched Butler in the Super Bowl. He's made so many coaching errors over the years. He looks like an idiot. He sounds like an idiot when he gives press conferences. You're dreaming. He's Garfunkel.
Yeah, okay. I think most of New England would strongly disagree with you on that. But about the other part, though, it could be above average, 10, 11, 12 wins, and never win another Super Bowl. That could totally happen. But that wouldn't be a failure.
Nope.
In the sense that you're a failure of a football team. You might have made the wrong decision, though, to do that. So if that's what you end up being, the 10, 11 win team, and you never get back there because your quarterback's not good enough, and you could have had two or three more shots with Brady, well, then how could you call that the right call?
Like I said, too, I think there's more pressure on McDaniels, too, because the offense has to respond, right? So in a matter of 2 years, when you lost the best tight end to ever play the game and the best quarterback to ever play the game, what is your offensive production going to look like after that? And that's what we're going to look at. And how much of a factor did that have in the wins going into next year? And that's how they'll be judged. They get the 11 wins, checkmark, win Belichick. That's an easy one. With that schedule, you win 11 games next year with that schedule. Oh, Bill wins that one. He'll win that argument.
Win what argument, though? I'm not sure I follow that.
Can you win without Brady?
All right, so winning 11 games is winning without Brady?
I think it is. That guarantees you're in the playoffs, and then see how it falls there. 11 wins should get you in the playoffs.
We've already seen him win 11 games without Brady before. That's not new.
But I'm saying if he does it there, he did it there, and then he does it again without him, then people want to know, well, who can win without the other?
Okay, that doesn't mean it was the right call, though.
But in a matter of a reset, if he wants to start resetting the team, to what Brady's dad said, Bill's got a lot of responsibility to put a team roster together instead of keeping Tommy happy under the hood, so to speak. You know, he said Bill's got to do what he's got to do, and it's nice, little breath of fresh air for Tom, and might give him a little kick in the ass here. So,
Steven's in the north end, eh, Steven?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, hi. So you're not the only one emotionally distraught about Brady. I feel like I lost a family member. When you guys are talking about
extreme.
The Falcons game this morning, like, I was getting sick to my stomach. But
yeah, I don't believe you. No, you weren't.
Was he one of the guys who found the Fenway banner?
I don't know.
Got my buddy over there.
John is in New Hampshire. John.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Just want to call and thank you very much for keeping us all entertained. I also want to make a couple observations about your observations. So it's Monday, start of a week. You've been on the air exactly an hour and a half, and you've already run out of content. And that's a compliment.
Nope,
because
not
the
at
show,
all.
Show, no, I mean, it's a compliment because the show has now become a show about nothing, which, by the way, was Seinfeld's show, and it did, did great for a long time. So another comment, Hardy, exceptional observation regarding the Super Bowl replay fear you had yesterday. I sit down on my couch, going to forget about the world, try to relax, dial into the game, having a ball, watching it. And all of a sudden I see at the bottom of the screen, warning, this might be interrupted. And I'm thinking to myself, you got to be kidding me. So, Beal, the liquor store observation, spot on. My official start time for drinking yesterday, I planned very, very hard to get get to noontime. Didn't happen. I got to just a little bit before noon, and I pulled the cork. Of course, I don't have any kids. Well, I have a girlfriend. She acts like a child. But and then, you know, what are you going to do? Right? I mean, hey, I'm in New Hampshire, so you got, you know, the greatest pickup line.
What do you do up there for fun?
Well, so the greatest pickup line in New Hampshire is, hey, great tooth. Second greatest
pickup line.
That's
Maine.
Well, okay, so how about this? Watch your head on the gun rack when you get in the truck. I don't know. I got a horse.
You got a horse?
What's your horse's name?
What the hell's going on?
You ever thought about getting a big cat?
My nickname's Big Kitty. So if I call back, you can... I know. We can go a lot of different places here. I feel like I'm on a roll.
No. All right. I'm not sure I'd call it a roll, but not terrible.
That's why you should never trust your feelings.
I thought New Hampshire was Maine with the dental plan. No? That's what I thought it was. Somewhat. Was that wrong?
Yeah.
Is that a bad assumption?
I've never heard that before. No.
It went vision. Yeah, that threw vision in there.
Yeah, Maine is New Hampshire without the dental plan. That's what it is.
I think they give the glasses to Vermont. You might be right.
Peterson JP. Peter.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I think everyone's underrated Jared Stidham. Okay. He was a good college quarterback. And he 48 touchdown
passes. That doesn't mean anything.
48 touchdown passes to 13 interceptions, okay? What he's going to be able to do.
Tebow is great in college.
Right. Fabulous quarterback in college.
I just want to make a point. You know, if you disagree, you disagree. Okay? But how many times did Tom Brady throw it into the ground last year? It seemed like five times a game. This guy, he can extend plays. You know, he can throw on the run. And he can run has to. He doesn't run much.
It's a good point, Brigade. I'd like them to keep the two tight ends that they had. Ty Edelman's hand, one of his hands, to his waist, so he can't use that one. And tell N'Keal Harry show up halfway through. And then have Sanu get nicked up and say, get out there and let's see what you can do, kid. That'll be fun.
I don't mean to say that Stidham's not good. The way, I'm just not basing it on his college career.
Can't use your center or your fullbacks.
I'm done doing that. We've seen too many great college quarterbacks get burned in the NFL and suck at this level. So
we're talking about pros.
It's all.
Anybody that's here was great in college and good in college. That's why you've advanced to the next level. I haven't seen him play in the pros. So I'll pick six.
Let's get to Derek in Foxborough. He's got new material for us.
He does.
It's hot.
A new track. You will hear it debut on this very show coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. Derek in Foxborough, regular caller to this very show. And to 98.5, the Sports Hub in general. He's released two songs already on this show, both last week, with the hit track being Timber. What's so funny, so?
Nothing.
That's the hit. That's the one that people have really gravitated toward. So, Timber
is
the hit.
That's the lead single, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. There was also a freestyle interlude type of track that, you know, would be buried somewhere in the album. Very, very heartfelt and also very graphic.
But I think that would end up being like a fan favorite. You know, that would be the ones that the real fans gravitate toward and listen to a lot.
How would you decide to, you know, where does this one go on the album? Where's this rank? Is this a single? What is this today?
This feels like a second or third single.
Yeah. Secondary single on the album. And it doesn't have an official name yet. You're calling it Jiggly Room. Zoe and I are calling it Strippers.
Peelers.
You may want to call it Make It Rain. You never know.
Some of the inappropriate words are reversed. Some of them are beeped out.
Damn.
We had to clean it up, Zoe.
I know, but like you don't get the same effect. You don't feel like, I don't want to say it's pain.
I think the effect will be there, as much as it was in the first somewhat freestyle. This is along the lines of the freestyle one, though.
I don't know, Hardy. There's 27 straight seconds of that freestyle where it's like, whoa, holy crap.
Right. Well, let's hear it. Let's get a listen to the latest from Derek at Foxborough. I feel like, Hardy, we should have one of those intros like the hip-hop stations used to play when they would debut a track or get it early, when they would sort of stamp it with something of their own at the start of the song. So if you were to like
the grenade horn.
Yeah, so like if you were trying to record it off the radio, this is what used to happen.
Yeah,
you know, like Hot in New York or something. It'd be like, DJ, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Jim, why don't you play one of them
DJ Big Boss, Hot New York. Providence. And it would play.
Why don't we
it
just
play over the start of the track.
Why don't we just play the breaking news sounder in the middle of it?
Okay. Yes. Yes. Something along those lines.
I don't
want
to disturb the artistic integrity of the song, though. All right. We'll let it roll and take our chances.
Okay.
This one's for my girls getting low. Only thing on their mind is the motherfucking dough. Pennies on the floor, they don't have any no clothes. I tell her she ain't gotta do it, she already know. She says she got her mind made up, she grown.
She gone?
She grown, I believe. She's a grown person.
She says she got her mind made up. She grown. Okay. She says she got her mind made up. That's why she walked the pole.
Oh.
She said, I already know your type. She said, I already know what you like. I said, shawty, you don't know me. You probably met my homies. She replied that we're all the same. I said, that's cool, but that's not the reason why I came.
Oh, I like this. This is like a story. So he's
definitely Kip.
He's in the Jiggly Room.
He's
right?
telling a story.
He's telling a story. The dancer says, you guys are all the same. And he's like, no, you're probably talking to my friends. You don't know anything about me.
Right.
Maybe now we're going to find out.
Came to watch it go down. And if this all good girls get down, I'd really hate to see the bad ones. I say if this all good girls get down, I'd really hate to see the bad ones. I don't want to hold her up. She say this ain't what she wants. I say I don't want to hold her up. She say this ain't what she wants.
So far, I think he is probably in lockstep with why a lot of guys go to these places. He said he wanted to see her dance, right?
Yeah.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but...
She says she got her mind made up.
Yeah, no, not
she
that part.
She came to watch it go down.
Right.
And if the so good girls get down, I'd really hate to see the bad ones.
Who's the bad one?
I don't know. I'm starting to get lost in this one a little bit.
He's losing me here.
He hates to see the bad ones.
Yeah.
Like Timber, bam. Your hands are up, your hands are down. You know what's going down. It's Timber. Right. Yeah, I ain't here to play
Maybe
around.
He'll explain
smack
it.
Smack it up.
Maybe
you know,
he'll
smack
explain
it down.
It.
What's
Legs
she doing?
In here.
She said, mind my business. Every time I text her, I just ask her how she living. She say that.
Oh, they're in a texting relationship now.
How you living now?
Well, hold the phone.
Well, wait a minute. He's slitting her DM, maybe.
So I don't want to hold her up. She say this ain't what she wants. What she doing? She say, mind my business. Every time I text her, I just ask her how she living. She say that it's cool. It is kind of crazy.
Cool.
Remember when you were my baby?
Ooh.
She say, damn, I bet you hate me. She said, please don't try to save me. I know what I'm doing. And if I didn't want to do it, I wouldn't be doing it. She said, I already know your type. She said, I already know what you like.
Yeah, we already heard this.
It's repetitive.
Yeah, well, it sounds like they maybe consummated the relationship outside of the work environment, and now they've struck up a personal communique.
So they went to the Marriott.
I don't know where they went. Like, I don't look. You know, there's no kiss and tell, but there seems to be the relationship seemed to have taken the next step, but now she doesn't want to be changed.
She said, that's cool, but I still know the reason why you came. I came to watch it go down. And if this all good girls get down, I'd really hate to see the bad ones. I say if this all good girls get down, I'd really hate to see the bad ones.
I don't want.
Yeah, this is the chorus.
No, I got it now. Yeah.
Wanna hold her up? She say this ain't what she wants. I said I don't wanna hold her up. She say this ain't what she wants.
Now, are we getting what would you guess? Are we getting verse three, or are we getting a bridge at this point, or maybe like an instrumental break?
It's got to be a third verse.
I know what you came here for again.
Okay,
I'll be disappointed if it's not a third verse.
All right. Well, I think you're right. We heard a little bit of it there.
Why she do it? She tell me it pays. If I ain't spending money, get the fuck up out of phase. I say, yo, that's our money.
Wow.
Please don't get it twisted. Me and all my homies in this thing up for the spending. Oh, that's your friend Clapper. Who the better trapper? So lock in every cup. Why you drink so much? I tell her slow it down. She tell me shut up. She know what she doing. She different now, I know it. She said, I already know your type. She said, I already know what you like.
Yep.
Okay, but he saved the best.
She's
for
got
last.
Some preconceived like
that,
notions about him. And
that
it's
was
obviously very
stuff.
Upsetting to him.
Yes.
And
yes.
Don't be spending the money because it's our money together now. Which really... to Hardy's point about them consummating things outside
yes.
of the workplace, has happened. So it's like they're living together.
Why she do it? She tell me it pays. If I ain't spending money, get the fuck up out of phase. Ooh. I say, yo, that's our money. Please don't get it twisted. Me and all my homies in this thing up for the spending. Oh, that's your friend, Clapper. Who the better trapper?
How many homies in Foxborough do you think he has?
Who the better trapper?
So he goes to bat. So we've established four things here. They're living together. Something happened outside. They're both sharing a bank account. He's got homies in Foxborough. He's been to Bass Pro Shop and bought trapping gear.
Right. Yes. That's the only. I don't know that they ever lived together, but there's some pelts being exchanged.
He's
sure.
playing with that though. I mean, he like at least he lets her know where she's at. It's not like we're gonna keep this relationship going. Like I'm gonna just put it out there the way it is. I only want to see the good
she
ones, not the bad
she
ones.
She know what she's doing. She different now. I know it. She said, I already know your type. Mm-hmm. She said, I already know what you like. I told her, I don't even know her now. She said, oh, that's how it's going down. Oh. You.
Oh.
I replied that they're all the same. She in here acting like these other dicks. She said, that's cool.
Whoa.
But I still know the reason why you came. I came to watch it go down.
And he's like, he puts it out there too. Like, I only came here for one reason.
I'm
going down.
It's of love found, love lost.
You do. I mean, you've heard the stories where these guys go into strip clubs and they fall in love.
Does that ever happen?
Is that a story you hear often?
Let's hear the end of this song.
I really.
Oh my! What happened? It doesn't end like that, does it? No. Okay.
Girls get down. I'd really.
Okay. Come on.
The bad ones, I don't wanna hold her up. She say this ain't what she wants. I said I don't wanna hold her up. She say this ain't what she wants.
No. Did you add the horns? Jim added the horns. Jim added the horns.
That's so Providence, man.
How dare you? How dare you add horns to Derek's?
That is so hip hop Providence.
I love that you added the horns.
It works.
She said this ain't what she wants. I said I don't wanna hold her up. She said this ain't what she wants.
Someone hit the door?
It's Providence. It's 106.
I think Amazon is out on the front porch.
Is that my fresh delivery? What happened? Oh my. All right, that's the latest from Derek in Foxborough.
Somebody tweeted, please put Jim Irsay back on.
Wow.
Shut up, people. You know you love it.
Love, I think that might be a little too strong. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We'll get back to your calls. Also, some items on the NFL, the NBA, and college football. Yes, some sports that we will get to in the coming hour. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Getting some good feedback. Our buddy Tom in Worcester says Derek's latest is brought to you by Ring Doorbells. I believe he also said you shouldn't date people at, you shouldn't start relationships at work. Not sure what Derek would be doing at the strip club for work, but
right.
I mean, he probably could work. He could be the DJ there.
Yeah, live, I mean, obviously
live music. You
right,
know?
Right, right.
Neil emailed in and said he's pretty sure that these raps and songs are autobiographical and not just creative.
Well, you write what you know. And yeah. I think Derek, as a smart guy and obviously an artist, he's tapped into something. And that's, you know, one of the universal truths when it right. comes to writing. You write what you know. He's writing
you write your
what
story.
He, he's
you
writing what
story.
He knows. Yes. Maybe a few artistic embellishments.
Are the strip clubs essential businesses right now? I'm wondering.
The social distancing would be difficult.
That's right.
Wait a minute. But if you have like the one down in Providence, you used to have the legs and eggs. Like that's food too. Like you're open for the food. Can you get
takeout?
That's true.
If you get a restaurant going.
And have them bring you takeout.
Well, there was the one out in the Pacific Northwest that had closed down. The strip club had closed down, but they were using the employees to deliver food from the restaurant, and they called it Boober Eats. This is a true thing.
Oh, my God. That's clever.
Yeah. And
that's excellent.
They were using the dancers to deliver the food.
You could maybe put paint on something and rub it up against the windows of the car. It's still social
distancing.
What
the hell are you talking about? What? No. How dare you? No. Strictly for the delivery of consumables. That's it.
It's about putting people to work, so.
Yes. Boober Eats. I think it's a great idea.
You know, there's so many businesses that are going to be impacted in significant ways because of coronavirus. It's the one with that intimate person-to-person contact that are really going to hurt the most, including strip clubs. Really. In the long run.
Well, I blame Derek for that.
Let's go to Jimmy in Foxborough. Jimmy, what'd you make of the song? Jim. You can't be bothered to even wake up. Adam's in Danvers. Adam.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in about the strip club thing. A bunch of my friends are dancers, so they're all out of work right now. So, unfortunately, they're not essential.
You just have a bunch of friends who are dancers, huh?
Yeah. A bunch of them, yep.
And how did you...
I want to know more about that.
Yeah, I mean, how do you end up... I would think that if you're friends with one... You could end up being friends with others. Are you better friends with one and she introduced you to others?
I was better friends with one and she introduced me to others, yes.
Okay. All right. That's generally how it works. And how good of friends were you with that one?
I was friends. Very good friends.
Were you a customer as well?
Yes.
Is this
in
Derek?
The beginning? in the beginning.
Started as a customer, yes.
Okay.
And, wow. And how did things blossom after that? Did you actually like ask her out on a date? You said tonight.
Yes.
Well, one night we should perhaps go out in cabaret.
No, we just started getting nice, and then we started getting friendly. Just had a bunch of things in common, and then it went from there.
How many visits to her workplace before you two were able to step out apart from the business relationship?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you that answer.
10? More than 10?
Probably 10 to 15.
10 to 15 times. And you,
wow.
All right. And then where did you end up going the first time you went out?
We went to see a movie up in Revere.
Oh, driving.
You didn't go watch the submarine races up at Inspiration Point? An actual date? Okay.
How do you watch submarine race?
How... the point.
So, Adam, I would just want to ask you, before we let you go, how realistic do you find Derek's track to be? You know,
excellent question.
As someone who dates strippers, you know, do you find Derek's song hitting a little too close to the bone today?
I couldn't even answer that. It's just a toss. Like, it's a toss. Every girl is different. Every guy is different. So it's just all perspective of how you take it yourself.
Right. How long did it last?
We were together for about 8 months.
Wow.
And I didn't think that was the how long did it last answer you were looking for, Hardy.
No. I wanted 8 hours.
I wanted it in minutes, seconds, hours.
8 days.
I don't think he fully understood the question of how long.
I didn't fully understand the song, really.
Who's this? Is this Brian in Buzzards Bay on the fireworks down there? What's up, Brian?
What do you got, Brian?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Not too bad. I apologize for the bad news, though.
So, are you involved with these, or are you part of the decision making? Okay. What's the reasoning behind it?
The reasoning is what these fireworks are not the town fireworks. These are completely crowdfunded. The fire department, local. Is just the avenue that we use to do the fireworks.
Okay.
We figured with people being unemployed and
I got you.
Businesses being closed, we probably shouldn't be out fundraising right now, you know?
Okay. Oh, so you have to fundraise. I didn't know you had to fundraise for the fireworks. I thought the...
Well, Zoe's a millionaire. Have you guys asked Zoe to fund them?
So I received a bunch of phone calls and texts saying, you know, I bet you Zoe's sitting on some cash. Maybe he'll want to pitch in.
Or I may have been sitting on some fireworks.
Or maybe, no,
I got some good ones. I got a couple good ones.
But no, we're looking at postponing it. Hopefully we'll get the show in this summer.
Okay, maybe we'll get it in then. Then I think that's fair. And this thing changes every 24 hours, you know, where we're heading. I mean, that's good to know, though. That's good to know. I didn't know. I just thought it was sponsored by.
Get the show going, Zoe. I'd love to have you down there.
Get it going. All right, man. Sounds good.
Yeah, I think Zoe should be a captain, a fundraising captain, Hardy, in – you know, getting it done. Get a little show going this summer.
Yeah, I mean, Beetle, you do nice stuff. I mean, yeah, for good cause. Get me there, Jim. See?
I can teach you how the fundraising game goes, Zoe.
I figured out how to pod my headphones down so Jim can't scare the hell out of me now. It's down, Jim.
Not getting them.
Boom. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. We have to take this call before we get to headlines. Bob and Revere.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys.
You manage a strip joint? Is that correct?
Correct. I manage a strip joint. And what I want you to know is nothing happens in a strip joint with a female unless she wants it to happen. Some of them are there basically for the money. They don't.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline ma.org.